Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tool Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate Michael Van Tool.
That you'll ever need. Just when you think it ain't, it's gonna be. Just call his name and you see what I mean. Because he loves you unconditionally.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Shout out to you this morning. Truly thanking the team. Amen, for entrusting me to be able to host this day, this morning. This is the Blog Talk, Michael Van Tool, Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host here today, Brother Stephen. Amen, I am a host on the show. Shout out to the missionary today. Shout out to Mike and his lovely wife. Amen, shout out to the team, Henry and Ivory, Evangelist Christy Bachelor Davis. I get her name mixed up so much. I know she's probably chuckling as she hears this part. Shout out to our team members at large. Amen. Rem Smith. Amen. Shout out to you. Amen. Shout out to all of our sponsors and supporters. Benjamin Brothers Realty. Shout out to the law office of Johnny Hawkins. Amen. Shout out to him today. And if I miss you, please don't charge that against me. Amen. I try no proper preparation prevents poor performance, as I intended on getting all of the information necessary so that I could give everyone the proper due diligence today. Well, I am the host today, and if you like, call or try to call in if you can, and we try to plug in, and maybe we can answer some questions for you today. Maybe you have questions that are surrounding what's going on here in the city of Detroit, amen. And we want to be able to enlighten you with the answers that we, in fact, may have, amen. Thanking you again today, Detroit. For listening, thanking all of you that are listening all around the world today. Thanking you all today. Well, we have a moderate show for you today, I look forward to being the guest host. I wanted to read something right quick, titled The Wisdom That We Need. And you can find reference to it in Isaiah 30 and 31 and Philippians 4. Where do you see human knowledge falling short? How might God's wisdom instruct you in a better and truer way to live? We just ask God, dear God, I wrestle with pride. My human knowledge can't save me. Please teach me your truth. There is wisdom from God. Amen. Well, I want to get right in here and do the weather first, because I know my sister listening in, and if she isn't, she's going to be listening in, and I want to be able to get this weather out the way before it slips my mind and everyone wants to know what the weather is going to be like for the rest of the week. Well, today we have mostly cloudy skies. High 53, ending low 47. Monday, we have cloudy skies, high 54 to a low 43. Tuesday, we're looking at partially cloudy skies, high 56, a low 44. Wednesday, partially cloudy, high 62. Woo-woo, I wish I had some help on here. High of 62, ending in a low 52. On Thursday, we have scattered showers, 40% of that, in fact, of those scattered showers. Again, high 62, ending in a low 48. Friday, we have mostly cloudy skies, high 57, low 45. Saturday, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, 52 on the high and 40 on the low. Next Sunday, we're looking at partially cloudy skies, 53 and a low of 38. Well, we thank God there is no rain in this forecast other than what we see here on the 40% chance of scattered showers on Thursday. So we look like we're having some nice weather, amen, for this time of the year. I wanted to say to you today, those of you that are out here driving, it's heartbreaking to know. It's heartbreaking to know that somebody would be trying to call me while I'm on the radio. So it's heartbreaking to know that a 23-year-old just lost her life just recently due to speeding, they say, and her, the vehicle that she was a passenger in ended up hitting a tree that was in the street. Well, we asking you to slow down, especially during slow down all the time, but particularly you want to slow down when the weather is bad. When it's raining outside, you definitely want to slow down, because when you crash and you cause someone to lose their life or to end up in the hospital, and then you abandon them and leave them there, that's just terrible. That makes it all even more bad for you. So just slow down out here, especially during the, when it's raining outside and snow and sleet and all of that, and considering the passengers. You have to start considering the passengers that are in your vehicle. You might want to drive fast if you feel like you want to drive so fast, and I think that you should let your passengers out. And you go in and you can drive as fast as you choose, but let them out of the vehicle. I didn't have anything particular in hand. I'm saying someone calling me while I'm on the show, but that's my own personal line that someone's calling me from. They're not calling me for purposes of the show today. Other than that, I would have clicked them in if I could. But I thank God for you all. Amen. I'm hoping that someone from the team is able to chime in and get right on board here. And let's open up some form of discussion, have some conversation about something. Again, we want to thank Benjamin Brothers Realty. We find them and fix them and flip them. Tell you, that's something else right there. Or they'll make a wrap out of anything, amen. And because they know that rap flavor is what gets the public attention. So we thank you. We thank Johnny Hawkins, Warrior Lawyer. Amen. We thank God for him. Amen. There's others here. I'm hoping that my team that is listening can text me and help me out here. Help me out here in this situation that I'm here trying to host. I would rather be in the studio doing this because I'm at home, and it would make it all much better if I was in the studio doing this. But God bless you, brother. I'm hoping that you can call in. Again, call in and let's chime in. Let's talk. Let's want to hear what's on your mind today. If you can't reach me, then call in to someone that has the know-how, the know-with-how, how to get on the line this morning, because, again, I'm not in the studio, so it makes it kind of difficult for me to be able to chime anyone at home trying to get ready for church at the same time. How many of you going to church today? Amen. We believe in that everybody should be in church, for the Bible declares, it says, forsake not the assembly. Amen. Forsake not the assembly of God. We all should go to church. Amen. And give God his due diligence and service. Amen. Together. Amen. Don't be shy about giving God some praise. I'm trying to check this reception. I'm almost glad that I did get the weather out because my reception is starting to act up a bit here. And I guess that's the disadvantage that you'd be faced with being home during this year. But I thank God for patience, because that I do have. I do have patience, amen. Well, there's some things going on here around the world. I'm hearing we had some stuff going on here, and I believe it was Israel, and they're doing what they're doing over there. We're praying for them. The government over there, as we know, the Bible declares that there's going to be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and various places. Well, we're asking God to help them find a better solution to whatever issues or problems that they may have, so that they will not be so quick to bomb, but yet to resolve. Amen. A resolution is always possible, no matter what the problem may be, no matter what we face. There's always a resolution to that. Amen. Again, shout out to your city of Detroit. Shout out to our wonderful team. Amen. Kind of miss you guys. It kind of make it hard for me to do this thing here without you. Amen. I know you were looking forward to me doing it this morning. Amen. And I'm trying. I'm trying. I tell folks, I think I'm going to just stick to being the co-host with anybody else there. I won't make a thank you this one no more, because you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared. And I jumped in on this thing yesterday saying that I would do it. Have you ever said that you would do something, you would hope somebody be like, we're going to be straight for right now. But, man, I said I'm going to do this, and they, oh, Lord, have mercy. They say, well, okay. Mike said, okay, man. And Lord have mercy. They go to post. Chaplain Kathy is going to be hosting today. And my, I'm trying. So what can I say to you today? Well, let's talk about our wonderful Sunday morning team. Amen. Sister Kimberly Bachelor Davis. Amen. Sister Henry and Ivory. Amen. Brother Michael Van Tool. Amen. But it all would have never been possible had it not been for the dynamic and amazing missionary, Addie Humphrey. We thank God for her. Thank God for Reverend Randall Smith. Amen. I'm one of our members at large. Hopefully he can call in. Call my cell phone if you have to, and we'll chime you right in today. Amen. We'll chime you right in. Commercials will be coming at 9:30. Amen. Thank God. That'll give me a chance to take a breather and gather up some additional information that will be pertinent to the show this morning. Amen. But I'm waiting to see if someone's going to call in this morning. If something is definitely on your mind. There's a lot of things that are going on. Getting ready. A lot of people are out now putting their positions and bids in for elections. And I want you to know that you have to support somebody when it comes time for that election. This is a wonderful thing. Have you ever been on the radio and you said, hold on, you had to put the radio on hold? So I wish we could go into a commercial. So we're going to go into a pause right quick, because this is a call that I just have to take. I cannot pass it due to emergencies. So if you will, can you just please hold just 1 second here, and I will definitely.
People living, people.
Join me in this song, in this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world. Do you want to change? Do you want to stay the same?
Say that we want to see.
Want to see people live.
Help us,
this is a hot spot. If we ever need it.
Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Thank you, Mike. He was my dream work. He knew I needed a break. Thank you so much. Thank you. That sun is shining out here. It is shining out here already. I tell you, look like we're gonna have a. I have it turn out to be a nice day. Won't be too chilly today. Amen. Thank you, Mike, so much. Come on, y'all. Call in here. I know y'all like to talk. Come on, call in right now. Let's talk about it. Ren Rhonda Smith, I know you're listening. Call it on in here. This is your time to get your talk on. You know them long-winded preachers is. You get your talk on today. Amen. I thank God for you. Amen and amen. Thank you for that break right there. It would be good. This would be a good time if you're listening, while you're listening to me, Mike, to go ahead and acknowledge our sponsors. Amen. We want to acknowledge them again so that the world can hear them. So if you may, can you go and acknowledge, push the button and acknowledge our sponsors, amen, Benjamin Brothers Realty, and your, and what you do, what Mike do. Mike does a lot out here, in the, even so in the political arena. He's not just a great poetic man. He does a lot out here, and we thank God for him. And his service. That background that you hear is a guy with a loud car. Because I'm sitting in my car. This guy has a loud car, man. Pray that he get his muscles fixed. He need to be going to church right now and asking God to help him get his muscles fixed. This car is so loud, I can hear it through it all. Amen. I thank God for you. You say, Chaplain going to talk about? Well, let's talk about the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. It's a great association. I encourage you to reach out. We have a great chief, Chief Dan Tackett. We've got another great chief there, Carlos, Brother Carlos. Amen. And I just thank God for all of our team players. Amen. Within the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Amen. Thank you, God, for all of them. You be careful when you say names because if you don't say nobody, folks tend to be upset. But I tell you, there's no need to be upset if I don't say your name. I love, care, and appreciate everyone within the International Priest and Fire Chapters Association. Also, the priests and delegates, thanking God for all of you today, all that you do and have done, myself being the precinct delegate, I truly thank God for you. Amen. Thanking God for those that are in the political arena today. Thank God for you all. Amen. It is indeed a blessing. Mike, I tell you, it works so much better when I got some help on here. It does. It works so much better. If y'all know y'all hear me, I be talking on the phone, calling in, and you be like, man, he be talking like he knows something. And now I'm on here hosting. I'm like stuck at the middle of breaking down. Amen. So pray for me. Pray for me that I'll be better prepared for it. That I'll be better prepared for it next time. For proper preparation does prevent a poor performance. I don't want no one to think that I have an inability to be able to handle this responsibility. Thank God again for you. Mike, you hear me? We're going to have another commercial break. Play a song. I love it. Play another song. We're going to have songs being played today, y'all. God bless you. Mike, don't hit the button here. One more second.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one, one community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
We find them and fix them and flip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wild. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosreality@gmail.com.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Amen. Waiting on my sister to kick in. Another host on the show, team player, sister Henrietta Ivy, gonna be calling in to bail me out. Amen. Get me out of this. Is that her? I hear a voice. I hear a chuckle right
morning.
There.
Good morning. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Lord, I'm so happy to hear your voice.
I want to say good morning to all the people in Detroit. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to the amazing, outstanding, omnipotent Miss Mary Hattie Humphrey. We love her so much.
Yes.
Thank God for her. And just here this morning to say, what's going on, Captain? You are the host today. Look at you.
I know.
People don't feel like they got the right one on the job today. You know,
I know, because I'm going to go, hey, I'm so glad.
You know, we got the
I'm so glad the commercials. I'm so glad the commercials can come in. Do you hear me? When you watch a movie, you don't want to see no commercials. You hear me? When you listen to the radio, you don't want to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
I was so happy the commercials came in today. I was like, Lord, help me to hold out. Like, thank God for Mike's ability, man, to push the button, man. I tell you, pushing the button works. Because I needed some room, man. You know when you do the weather early, you're like, oh, my God, what I'm going to say next? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's so much going on out here. But let's talk about that, though. I know that you're heavy in the political arena. Let's talk about what's going on in your areas this month and down in the future.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Kathy, for listening that. I had a most amazing time the last couple of days. On Friday, there was the Black Women in Politics in Michigan brunch.
Yeah.
And it was filled with the room of amazing, amazing, powerful women, Black women, women who were supporting Black women, and even men who were there supporting Black women in these leadership roles. You had the amazing State House Rep. Helena Scott. You had Senator Sylvia Santana. You had Councilwoman at Large Mary Waters in the House.
Yeah.
We had LCV, Michigan League of Conservation Voters, in the House. We had SEIU in the House. It was so many amazing vendors there. We had a speaker who was the congresswoman out of Alabama. And let me tell you, she was a state rep out of Alabama, but she's running for a congressional seat. Amazing, amazing, amazing panel. It talked about all the things that they were doing. We had Regina Strong in the House. We had, I think her name was Nicole Porter. I could be saying that wrong. But she is the owner and founder of Dunas, and it is a Black-owned electric environmental, I think they do something with environmental building, health and environmental cleanliness around how we use our energy. So it was amazing. I had the opportunity to sit there. Sherry Diego was in the House. It was so many. They're popping in my head, but it was just amazing sitting in that room of these amazing women. I want to say shout out to Roslyn Osborne and her mother, the amazing, beautiful Brenda Thompson, who was sitting over there. They were doing their thing. They had it together. They laid it out perfectly. And I just want to let Detroit know we got some power here in this city amongst our sisters. And one thing that was said at this brunch, what we have to do as Black women, what we need to start doing, even if we're doing it now on a small scale, we need to escalate it. And that is, Black women, let's learn how to help each other out. That was the kind of the message there, that we are Black women. We are powerful. We stand strong in our own individuality. But can you imagine what happens when another sister lifts another sister up and they keep lifting, lifting, lifting? We could change our community together as opposed to trying to change them individually. And there's nothing wrong with having that individual strength to be able to move things, but you move things quicker when you got other strong individuals moving and wishing. So that was one of the things I attended this week, and it was amazing. And I look forward again to maybe going to the next one, because they have them every year. This was the third annual Black Women in Politics Michigan brunch. And I would love to be in the House next year, because it was a packed house, and I can only imagine it's going to be even more packed, because you got a lot of young women in the city of Detroit coming into politics, and you know, we're getting it together here. So that's what's going on. Next month, I'm going to be doing, you know, the Caregiver Appreciation Day. As many of you know, that I had to reschedule it due to some circumstances, but we are going to build it out and have it at the Tyndall Recreational Center on November the 11th. That's on the weekend, which falls on Veterans Day. So it's going to all tie in. And I'm working on that now, so that's going to be amazing, uplifting caregivers, black women in home care, caregiving who do this work selfishly, underpaid or not paid at all. They don't get the light and the love and the respect that they get need to have in doing this work. So I want to uplift them, and this is my third annual Caregivers Appreciation Day, and I'm looking to build that out to make it a national theme for the state of Michigan. So I'm working on some things with that. And so that's what's going on in my neck of the woods, Bishop.
All right. See, you boy, you stay busy. I'm waiting for you to announce that you're running for state rep or something one day. That's what I'm waiting to hear you say.
I'm waiting for you to say you're getting in there.
Thank you. Thank you for that vote of confidence.
I love to do it.
It's a wonderful thing. And, it's so important that we encourage the young folk to really take a serious look at politics, because you want to know who's going to be the next Thurgood Marshall, who's going to be, just in general. You can name a list of names of who is going to be. We know all of the great politicians and political figures that helped us get to where we are today. And I wonder who's going to be next.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you mentioned something that's really pivotal. We have to get our young people ready for these political seats. We have to. I think, unfortunately, because a lot of us who are now in the political arena, yourself, myself, and so many others, we kind of had to find our way around it if we were not already connected to the political arena. But I think that when you are in a community, you are a black leader in a city such as Detroit, and you got a lot of black leadership here, you always should be on the hunt for the next person to see you as you go out in these seats. It shouldn't be a cherry-picking. You know, and I don't say that with no disrespect to anybody, but I have noticed there's a lot of cherry-picking when it comes to finding young black leadership. If they're not connected already to somebody, then they don't get chosen. And a lot of times, even with the namesake situation, that don't mean that those children want to walk those paths, meaning that we're leaving out a whole sector of other young black leadership that's not tapped into, that we can actually utilize. And they may not have a family name or a family legacy, but they can start to build that because they have the tenacity and the energy and the know-how at a young age to be able to set a legacy for their next generation. And a lot of times, look into that sector of young people, because there's so many of them there that are ready to get out here and lead, and they're not connected to anybody but to God, and that's all they need, to be honest about it. But they are ready to lead at a very young age. So when I'm looking at young leadership, I look at those type of young people. I find the ones literally in the trenches that I see, that I know for a fact, this is going to be a powerful leader one day. So I think if we start doing that a little bit more, Bishop, we will find that if we do that a little more, we can really start to thrive our communities and build our communities in the communities that we keep saying we want to see. But we got to put those young people, we got to get them ready. We got to get them ready.
Right. What do you think that we could do that would help encourage the younger generation to want to even be in the political arena?
You know, I think we can continuing to have the conversation, continuing to invite them in, continuing to listen to their stories and mold them from where they are, getting them ready that way, because they don't have the talking points yet, but they have the fire, the fuel, and the desire to want to do something. They just need to know what to do with what they have. And I think if people like you and I, we continue to go in our communities and talk to young people as we do, we know the ones that are ready and the ones that may not understand they can still do something if they're given the opportunity.
Right.
We have to find out what their mindset is and say, hey, okay, do this, start here, start there, and encourage them that starting at the bottom is not a bad thing. It's not.
Right.
If it builds that character, it strengthens that foundation. When you start building that foundation of knowledge, and you stand on what you say you are, and then we come in as the seasoned leaders, and we watch, just like when a person get a job, well, they hire you based on your resume and what you say you know how to do, or what you come in even if you don't have skill, but you're eager to learn. You have that group of managers and supervisors and team leads and stay rally around those new people and build them up so they can make the company great. And that's what we do in our community. We get around our, you and I and people like myself, yourself, Michael, Kimberly, like the Sunday morning team and many of us in the city, if we get around and continue to pour into our young people, whether they're our own or our neighbors or somebody new, we have to pour into them because guess what? We're aging up and aging out. And I don't want to live in any community in the city of Detroit, not because I love my city, where I can't go and walk down the street without feeling like somebody's going to knock me in my head because this generation and the ones after them are quick to knock you in your head. I don't blame them for their struggle because, no, it appears that nobody has showed them their greatness. So we continue to do that, build that out. I feel like in the next 10, 15, 20 years, I won't have to worry about not being able to enjoy my beautiful communities in the city of Detroit.
I ain't no doubt. Well, right now, I know I know that Mike is listening in, and we're going to ask him if he could take us into another commercial break, and in doing so, we can pay homage to the sponsors, and then we'll be right back with the city. Let me see if he can push the button now. Benjamin Brothers Realty.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, well, we are back. Myself and co-host is on, Sister Kimberly Vance. I'm sorry, Sister Henrietta Ivory. Amen. We're thanking God for her and all the her endeavors and things that she is doing throughout the city of Detroit, helping the people. I want to get back in on what's important as far as the political arena and and those that has passed away, those great leaders that we have. I'm gonna always feel like the city of Detroit has just changed over and won't be the same as it used to be since Coleman Young Sr. When Coleman Young was in office, Lord have mercy, I love it. I loved it. He didn't play no games. He would cuss you out. Amen. And I remember at his home going service at the cemetery, an elderly woman walked up to his grave site with a cane and tapped on it and said, "Don't worry, I'm going to still be doing some cussing for you because we're going to get this right."
I love that.
Yeah. She said, "I'm going to still do some cussing for you. We're going to get this right." There is so much that we could talk about in the city. One of the things that I think is bad is the blight. I think these abandoned houses, what can be done in that aspect about that? I mean, are these homes that are abandoned, these buildings that are abandoned, what could be put in place as an implementation that could get rid of this blight? Because it makes the city look so raggedy. We don't want to say it look bad because we got people that live here, but it makes it look so raggedy. You know what I'm saying? It looks cluttered. I guess cluttered would be a good way of putting it. So I'm asking, you know, the politicians that listen in, you know, when you're running for office, just get ready to know that I'm going to be asking you about that. What are you, what have you have done, and what are you planning on doing? Because I feel like if you got a building that you're no longer using, then you either need to tear it down or sell it. And let somebody get into that property that's going to do something with it, because it's making the city look cluttered. They're doing so much in Midtown. They're doing so much in downtown. But when does the inner city become that important? When? Because you've
and they've
got
been
a
talking
of...
about that.
Yeah,
and, you know, that
well,
was something
to...
you bishops have been doing. You know, Bishop, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I get excited because you, when you bring up topics, my whole body be just like, it's like a
finger
goes. I'm like, oh, yes, Lord. And I have to kind of like get it out of my mouth. I feel like these are the promises that were made under the administration that's going on now, and I often ask myself, when you running as on a ticket and you talk to the people and you hear the need and you hear the outcry of the changes they want to see made, and you say, yes, I'm going to make sure that's done, and we look around and we're waiting, we put these people back in office because, again, we want to give them the opportunity to do the things that they say they know how to do, gonna do, and we want them to do it because, you know, we're tired of waiting, and like you said, since Coleman A. Young, there, you know, we had so much turmoil, and people after him, the mayors after him, really did show no love to our city.
Right.
And at that point, our city started to dilapidate and become more crime-ridden and lack of education. Like, I look at our schools. Who thought it was okay to sign off with the state of Michigan? And I know that these levels of branches have their places and how they do things moving politically in our city. But at the same time, where's the advocacy for those that could have advocated to save our schools?
Where's
the advocacy for those who could have saved or continue to save our neighborhood? Why did gentrification come in the way that it did for people who fought so hard to stay here in the city when so many left? And we were the kickstands that held this city up. So when the new leadership came in and made these promises and talked about how the 400,000 stayed, which you and I both knew about that, and so that 400,000 should have been the first people that you went after and said, what can I do for you for saving this city that I now am in charge of? You know, so they went downtown. I like the fact they redid downtown. It's beautiful down there. Midtown, they redid it. It's beautiful down there. But our neighborhoods are still waiting. And I see tiny increments of change coming in. I see the gentrification coming, because when that happens in neighborhoods that once thrive, that means new development is surely going to go up. But who will it benefit? Will it benefit those who stayed on the block when all other 10, 15 houses went dilapidated and they were unsafe in those dark neighborhoods, like on Hogan and back off of there the Boulevard, Ferry Park, and all those spots that are so gentrified now? As a little girl, I remember walking through those neighborhoods, and I was able to walk over there and visit friends and families because it was lived in. It was a community. So what happens to people who want to run those seats, who run for those seats, and then make these promises, and they never come? I feel like this is the time where we need to, as we mentioned earlier, get these younger people on ready to run, and get them built up and get them, you know, ready to run to be able to save our neighborhood. Because I hate to say this, and it's no disrespect to our current leadership, but a lot of them are aging out. A lot of them have done all the things I feel that they could do. I feel like what they need to do is pass the torch and build up come into these neighborhoods and find these children who live in these neighborhoods who can be more beneficial because they're living in the trenches. They're there. So they know what their neighborhood needs. And I think that these leaders who are older and still trying to run for these seats at 70 and 80 and 90 years old need to pass that torch. Give us some fresh blood. Give us some fresh ideas. We need a whole fresh, new, young team. Let me be clear. When I say young, I'm talking to anybody from 35 to 59, or maybe even 69. But I think that the age thing where, because I'm not saying people who's aging up don't have the ability to continue to lead and have the know-how. What I'm saying is, as I'm aging up, and I look at myself, I'm going to give myself another good 4 to 5 years to go for a seat. I'm going to be building somebody to come in after me. Because I don't want to be in no seat at no 70 or 80 years old. I don't. I don't want to be in the seat in my late 60s. I want to enjoy my life and enjoy my community and watch my community thrive with my hands being in the pot of building up younger people who have longevity, who can have fresher ideas. But we have to make sure that those young minds are geared to in a way that they don't run into this political thing like we've been seeing. You know what I'm saying? And you get a lot of young people who do it because it's flashy. We don't need the flashy young mindset people. We need the young mindset people who want to build out the community for years and generations to come. So I think that's what happened. We need to hold our current leadership responsible for all of the blight and disarray and dilapidation. They need to be held responsible for that, Bishop, because we can't just stand, keep allowing them to sit there and hold their fingers in their lap. Somebody has to say something. You know I'll say something.
Here's one thing that gets me. And I'm saying it to anybody that's running for any office. Stop talking about the person who you're running against. And start letting folk know what you have done and what you desire to get done. Stop lying. Stop telling folks you're going to do this, you're going to do that. When you run for city council, you got a whole city council you got to come up with, you got to deal with. You ain't in there by yourself. So stop you putting on your ticket what you going to do, and instead reword that and say it is my desire. This is what I'm going to focus in on getting done. It may not get done in that term. You may have to come back on another term. Because what they must understand, too, is that when you're running for office, whatever position that you get, whatever was going on prior to you getting there has to be in conclusion first. You got to finish that first before you can try to put something else on the agenda. And I think that people just, the people that's running for these offices think that it's just so much better to say to the people, oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I promise you this. But you can't do nothing. You can't promise them nothing. I think that the city councils, the state reps, they, like you said, the current, they need to come together and they need to start working together collectively. Quit trying to get more in District 3 but less in District 7. Stop trying to do that. Stop. And I want people to understand that the reason why we're not getting the proper federal funding that we can actually get is because the folk is not doing their census. You have to fill out the census. That's what gives the account. City council, no one, they won't have the money in these neighborhoods from the federal government. The federal government give money every year. They can't give you money if you claiming to have a million and a half people here when the almanac says you got 687,000. You see, you got to have the right count for to get the federal government funds, and then those funds could be allocated out to the communities that needs them, not just need them most. I love, one thing I love about Governor Gretchen, she came in, she said, fix the damn roads. And I'm talking about everywhere you look, the roads is being fixed.
Roads are being fixed.
All through, that's what you do. Everywhere. Yeah. And I tell folks, if you want to run and tell something, run and tell that. Run and tell that she said that she was going to do. And I don't care what neighborhood you go in, the roads is being fixed. Why? Because she knew what she was going to get done, and she focused in on that. Politicians, stop trying to put so much on your plate. Well, you know you can't eat
and
that
she,
much.
You know what?
You
she said
me?
Something very important. She actually did everything in the time frame. She did. She came
Absolutely.
In and said she was going to do this, and she did it. But it was a time
Absolutely.
Frame that she did it in. But the fact of the matter, she's gotten it done, and she's getting it done. And I love
that's
the
right.
fact, and that's how you, and that's a strategy. I mean, we can't
you
say
know.
She came in the first turn. She seen what needs to be done. She saved many lives. Let's be clear. I have to give my sister a shout out because she saved a life during that pandemic when everybody fought
yeah.
against it. She didn't pay her no attention. She went in. She did what she had to do. And guess what? Millions of lives were saved here in this state of Michigan. People were
yes,
able to eat and live under her leadership because she was able to put money. She allocated money in place. So if you talk about leaders
yes.
like Gretchen Whitmer, you're right.
Yeah.
We need to have people to come in and do what they say they're going to do and get it done. I know that.
Team Gretchen. Team Gretchen.
Yep, Team Gretchen. And
oh,
I, you know, whatever she decided to do moving forward,
I
hope
that,
you know, wish her well.
We have maybe like 4 minutes. We have maybe like four
okay.
minutes left. So I want you to take some time out and let folks know what you, or if anything that you may have missed that you have coming up. And then we're going to ask Mike while listening. We want to end with one of his poems. One of his, some of his poetry, and we'll end the show with that. I just briefly want to say thank you for having me on as a host today. Amen. God bless you all. God bless Missionary Hattie Humphrey, Michael Ventura, his wife, Sister Kimberly Bachelor Davis. God bless you. God bless our member at large, Brother Randall, or Pastor Randall Smith, and God bless you all, City of Detroit. Go ahead, sister, and after you, Michael Ventura will end us with one of his poems.
Thank you, Bishop, and thank you for running the show today. You did a beautiful, beautiful, exceptional, beautiful job today. I just want to
thank
say, you.
You
know, everyone, just be reminded that, you know, we have next year's our eviction for president and gubernatorial races that are coming up. So let's get together. Let's sit down and figure out a plan how to win Michigan again. Let's figure out a plan on how to move this country forward. I just want to thank
yeah.
Michael Ventura of the Sunday Morning Team, Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
Yeah.
I thank and love all of you. And I really thank Michael and Missionary especially because without them, you know, here we are on the Sunday Morning Team. Thank you for seeing the talent
yeah.
in me to bring me on board. And
yeah.
we have such an amazing talented crew of podcasters and speakers and hosts on this show. And I just thank God that is fortunate and loving the fact that I'm a part of such an amazing household name.
Yes. And thank you so much, Sister Henrietta. We love you. We care about you. Thank you again, Detroit. At this time, we're going to ask Michael Ventura to push the button. We want to hear one of his
And when he tells you how much he loves you, better listen to the words. So when a poet tells you how much he loves you, it's gonna sound a little like this, like this. I love you so much. We can paint the flowers in the Garden of Eden and pet a lion in the shade. Yeah, 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 from the sun. With the leaves that were made to cover the trees. And I love you so much. We'll row a boat beyond the shore, drop an anchor, change degrees, talk to God, head due east, start a family, you and me. And with the setting of the sun was first seen. I love you so much. Turn your kisses to silver and gold. Sweep the floor of diamonds and pearls. Yeah, with the broom that we use to dust the moon of this world. And I love you so much. It is a love beyond time. Memories are in the soul of mine. Our love will last forever. Love now while you can. This love will never come again. I love you so much. the Eiffel Tower within my reach. Push Everest toward the sea, make the clouds to reach my knees, and with these dreams, touch and see, everlasting history.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.